بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، brothers and sisters, I'm going to leave you with some information. As you know, we had the tragic death of our Imam Al-Amin Abdul Latif's son, Shu'aib. He died 2 weeks ago. We had a janazah last week. And we have announced to the city and to the world that we intend to get justice. Brothers and sisters, try your best whenever something happens to see the hand of Allah working. We can't see Allah, but we can see His work in the world. The death of Shu'aib is no accident. It's the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You got to remember that. Allah allowed it to happen for a reason. If you're a Muslim, if you're a believer, then everything that happens, you try to see the good in it, because there's good in it for us. If you would see now, lately you've been hearing many imams in the public eye, including myself, Imam Al-Amin Abdul Latif, other imams, publicly. You're going to hear more and more, inshallah. Allah is emerging us now in the public eye, even though we may not want it. But if you study history, there are events that usually start movement. And believe me, if you're wise enough to see it, the death of Shu'aib, the son of Imam Al-Amin Abdul Latif, can start a massive movement in this city where Muslims can give unprecedented da'wah. Inshallah, I'm inviting every Muslim here, and we will be inviting the city. Next week, I think the 5th of February, Saturday, at 1 o'clock, for a massive rally right down the street at Masjid Mufti Khalifa, the same place where Brother Shu'aib had his janazah funeral. We expect some 5,000 people here. Leadership from all over the country and all over the city have contacted us. They want to be involved. They want to see what the Muslims will do. We met here in this masjid last night, imams around the city. We met last week. Doing what? Planning to get justice for our brother, Shu'aib, and at the same time, bring a message of da'wah to this city. Brothers and sisters, there's something that we're planning right now that will absolutely shake up the city, and inshallah, will give us an opportunity to give da'wah to millions of people in New York City and around the country. We need your support. We want you to come out and bring everybody you know, and try to pack up that place there. Masjid Mufti Khalifa, next Saturday, February 5th, at 1 o'clock. There'll be a lot of people there from all over, many leaders from all over. Because you know what? It's in the heart of these people. They want to see justice done. They feel like the rest of us that this young boy, Shu'aib, 17 years old, was murdered. And we intend to do something about it, inshallah. So brothers and sisters, I want to leave you with this thought. The Khalifa, Abu Bakr. How did he become Khalifa? Umar, Uthman, Ali. How did they become Khalifa? Did they study the book, the manual? How to be Khalifa? How to be Imam? How to be Amir? How to be Amir al-Mu'mineen? I like to quote something from Ali radiallahu anhu and then conclude my talk today, inshallah. Ali radiallahu anhu, when Umar was dying, said, "You know what? I used to always hear the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say this.
The hub too. And Abu Bakr and Umar, we went there. Me and Abu Bakr and Umar, we entered there. Me and Abu Bakr and Umar, we left there. How did he learn to become Khalifa? He learned by learning from the master himself. From learning from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. He learned how to be the leader from watching the leader. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse in Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. Say, if you love Allah, follow me. Allah told Prophet Muhammad to say, O people, if you love Allah, follow me. Allah will love you and forgive you your sins. Allah is forgiven and merciful. Do you know what, when that verse was revealed? Some of the Sahaba literally would try to follow the footsteps of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when the Prophet walked, they try to walk right behind him. Because they wanted to be like him. Brother, listen to me. You want to know how to be a man, a real man? Follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the example of manhood. No one else, not me, nor the charismatic person or personality. It is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the relationship. These are real Sahaba. Look at a Sahaba. The ones that he hung out with. Abu Bakr, his best friend. He becomes the Khalifa. Umar, the next best friend. He becomes Khalifa. And look. Prophet Muhammad marries the daughter of Abu Bakr, Aisha radiallahu anha. Prophet Muhammad marries the daughter of Umar ibn al-Khattab Hafsa radiallahu anha. Uthman marries two daughters of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ali marries the daughter of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tied in, friends and Sahaba. We're not friends. We're not Sahaba. Our relationships are superficial. Real friends hang out together. Real friends visit each other. Real friends have the best of each other. Real friends don't backbite each other. Real friends love one another. They hang out with one another. But we don't hang out together because we're too involved in junior. How can you hang out with your brother and you spend 8 hours watching some silly TV set? But when you study these Sahaba, they were with one another. So therefore, the Prophet being around Umar and around Abu Bakr and around Uthman and around Ali, his character, they're on them. And they learn from his character. They learn how to eat, how the Prophet ate, how the Prophet made wudu, how the Prophet went to the bathroom. They learn everything because they were around the Prophet. They were with him and they observed him. You become a leader by following a leader. And they became Khalifa because they followed in the footsteps of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know how far they followed him? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam died at the age of 63. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu became Khalifa. He died at the age of 63. Umar became the Khalifa. He died at the age of 63. They don't get old and say, I'm tired, I'm going to retire. Like some of us getting tired. You're 45 years old, you're tired. You want to stop, you want to quit, you want to walk away. But they didn't walk away. They died on the post, serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they fought And they did everything they're supposed to do as leadership.
No more prophet after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but Khalifa.
I say to you, brothers and sisters, as I close, I leave you with this. The Muslims in America, inshallah, will play a pivotal role in helping to establish the Khalifa again. We want it, inshallah. We beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We beg Allah. We don't want division. We are on the same team. I don't want to be different from my Muslim brothers and sisters at Master Mufti Khalifa. I don't want to be different from the Muslims in State Street and Warren Street and Masjid North and Masjid this and that. Masjid Ikhwa, Masjid Mu'mineen, Masjid in East Orange, Masjid in New Jersey. This is one ummah. Inna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahida wa ana rabbukum fa'budun. One ummah.
So if we want ummah, let's put our ranks together. This New York City Magistrate of 41 different imams, you should say, imam, we want more. We want all the imams to work together. And we want, you know what we want? We want to choose an Amir for America. One leader for the Muslims in America. And then if we get one leader for the Muslims in America, then we can go around the world and unite the leadership under one Khalifa. This is our dream, brothers and sisters. This masjid here, Masjid al-Taqwa, don't misunderstand it. We're not separate from anyone else. We're not better than anyone else. I'm the imam. I'm not better than anyone else. I'm not a Khalifa. I'm your brother, trying to get us so that we can be part of the ummah. But then these separate organizations, then they become separate. My masjid, my organization, my imam. And then the ummah is separated. One day, inshallah, Allah will get rid of all of us. Little people that stand in the way of our collective unity. And bring one Khalifa. This is what we want. This is our prayer. Brothers and sisters, please help us. Please. I'm just your brother. A little brother. Don't use me to separate me from my Muslim fellow imam. I love all of them. Even those who criticize us. Those who will criticize us without even speaking to us. I realize that we're on the same team. I give them the benefit of the doubt. But my door is open. I try to keep my door open even for non-Muslims so that we can give dawah and have dialogue. Why can't we have dialogue, each other as Muslims, and especially Muslim leadership? So brothers and sisters, take the word back to these imams that we don't think that the magistrate, we're better and we represent all the Muslims in America. We don't. We just represent a handful of Muslims in America and trying to do our little bit, our little part. I was with Imam Talib last night as I conclude. About 1 o'clock in the morning, we had finished our meeting. We were sitting down talking. And he said, you know, Imam, years ago, my Imam put on the wall of his door to his office, "We don't mean anyone any harm." And I said, you know what? We don't mean to harm Muslims. But guess what? If Umar radiallahu anhu could say, "Wallahi, ma mata Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam," I swear by Allah, Prophet Muhammad is not dead. If he can make mistakes, then Sahaba can make some mistakes. Then don't you know we can make mistakes? So how do we do when your brother makes a mistake? Don't kill him. But help to correct each other. You know why? Because we're on the same team. And some imams like myself have much exposure. So if you can correct a brother like me, it's good because we can take it out to so many people. And the key, brothers and sisters, as I said last week, don't judge each other's intentions. Judge what we say, judge what we do. Try to help each other. And brothers and sisters, have the best attitude toward one another. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help us. Help us to unite. Help the Muslims in this city to unite together for the pleasure of Allah. Help the Muslims all over the world to unite together for the pleasure of Allah under one ummah. Oh Allah, we know that your Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have left after us no prophets, but only Khalifas. Oh Allah, we know that we have nationalism all over this earth. Help us, the Muslims, get rid of nationalism. Help us, oh Allah, to establish the Khalifa for your pleasure. Oh Allah, strengthen the hearts of the Muslims. Make us disciplined. Make us morally right. Oh Allah, clean us up. And guide us on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Oh Allah, make us to be sincere. Help us in our family affairs. Oh Allah, we the Muslims, we suffer so much. We need your guidance. Help us. Help us to love the guidance of Al-Quran. And help us to love the Sunnah of your Muhammad, your Messenger Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواج محمد وعلى ذريات محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملت على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.